mine. Now here I stand before you and tell you, it's visit mine now. It'll visit yours after a while if it hadn't visit. It seems so hard, but yet I know God's grace is sufficient for us. Amen. Before I try to preach, I've been constantly reading the Bible. I spent many hours reading the book. Psalmist David said in the 30th Psalms, for his anger endured but a moment, in his favor his life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. I thought I'd be glad when the morning comes. Seemed like it's been a long night. But I have a feeling that my morning will be here before I know it. And I'll continue on. One other scripture before I try to preach, it's 1 Corinthians 13 and 12. For now we see through a glass darkly. It seems awful dark. But then, face to face, now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. Amen. What an hour it's be. Amen. When I shall see him. Amen. Oh, that God would help us. I think the greatest and grand finale of all of our heartache this week is if I could just pull my family to a closer walk with God. I'd be so blessed. And Charity's little passing wouldn't be in vain, that somebody might see Jesus. I want to read to you from the book of Jeremiah tonight. There's you. And you're here too, sir. And I just wanted to remind you tonight, you better wake up. You may get to call next. Jeremiah chapter 8, verse number 18, for my short message tonight. Thank you so much. And I know people say, well, preacher, you know how in the world you do it, but it's just the grace of God. I'm experiencing grace that I've never dreamed I'd ever experience. God is helping me. Amen. Amen. When I would comfort myself against sorrow, my heart is faint in me. Behold the voice of the cry of the daughter of my people, because of them that dwell in a far country. Is not the Lord in Zion? Is not her king in her? Why have they provoked me to anger with the graven images and with strange vanities? The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. For the hurt of the daughter of my people am I hurt. I am black, astonishment have taken hold on me. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? Amen. I'd like to try to preach tonight if God would help me. Amen. The harvest is past. The summer is ended. And we are not saved. Amen. Praise God. If you give me just a little bit of volume, my voice is so low. Amen. I'd like to try to talk to you. I look across the crowd tonight, and I sense that there are you that are here that, amen, you're empty and there's nothing inside. You're like the little lady in the Bible that went out full. But when she came back home, the Bible said she was empty. Amen. I want to tell you tonight, God will give you grace and God will help you if you just let Him. Remember what the Bible said, come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden and I will give you rest. Amen. I'm glad that there is a God in heaven tonight that can give us rest from this wicked, amen, old sin cursed world. Can somebody help me while I preach tonight? Amen. The harvest is past and the summer is ended. Amen. How sad would it be, my friend, tonight? Amen. If you was to get a call, amen, and have to walk out of this life and go into another world. Amen. Amen. As you well know, maybe I will try to preach and not be so crying, I suppose. Yeah. Amen. But my little girl, I feel in my heart, I have the hope that someday I can see her again. Amen. There's been a lot that I stood over though, and I shook my head when I walked away, and I wondered, amen, when I see them again. Amen. I wonder tonight if some of you right here, I got brothers here, I got cousins here, amen, I got family here tonight, amen, if you was to walk away tonight and your mother had to come down to this casket, amen, as Sister Cox has already said, I wouldn't weep in the day for little Charity Kay. I know where she's at. It was heaven's gain in my loss. Amen. But oh, if your mother was to have to come and walk down this aisle, amen, and look into the face of you and say, amen, there was an hour, there was a harvest time, there was a day, amen, when you had a convenient season to pray and you wouldn't pray. Oh, how different it would be, amen, when my God, you could have got saved, but you neglected your opportunity to get saved. Oh, I wish I could preach like I feel. Amen. How sad will it be? You see, for many of you that were here today and yesterday was the same, my great friends from far and near came to pay their respects. Oh, the prayers, amen, my, the great saints of God, amen, that stood with me and helped me, praise God. And I know this is just the first day, amen, just the first minute seemed like, and I realize there's heartaches ahead, I suppose, amen, but there's one great consolation that I have tonight. I got God on my side. I got God to help me, and when my heart is overwhelmed, I know what's going to happen. He's going to lead me to a rock that's higher. Amen. I said higher. I said higher. Amen. Glory to God. That's the hope I have. But what about you tonight? You don't have no hope. You don't have no one to help you. There you are. Amen. So lost. So undone without God. So miserable. So wretched. Amen. Amen. So torn and tossed. Amen. Hey God, I'm glad on that night of the April 7th and I made my way down to an altar and I begged, oh God, have mercy on my soul. That's why I've been walking with Him, Brother Farrell. Amen. For this very hour, even that He'd hold my hand and that He'd help me in the hope of Sunday. I'll leave out of this walk and go to a better land. Hey God, amen, what about you tonight? What about you tonight, cuz? Amen, you're going to wait too late until the curtain is pulled. I walked up and down the aisle of the hospital. They pulled the curtain. I'd squeeze her hand. And they said, there's nothing else, sir, we can do. There's nothing else you can do. You must go on home now. I seen the curtains pull.
I took one last little peep as I looked in and seen my little doll laying on the table, and I walked away with my heart so heavy. Amen. But Mama didn't have to turn and walk out of the house today and be like the dear mother was. When she started away, she turned back and said, "Mama took you to church, baby, when you was little. Mama taught you about Jesus when you was little. Mama told you about heaven when you was little. Now you're 60 years old, and Mama won't never be able to be Mama for you again." He died drunk. As she stirred a little more, she turned again and said, "Mama changed your diapers. Mama holded you in her arms. But now you went to a place where Mama can't never help you. Where Mama don't ever want to go." She said, "It could have been different, son. But you didn't want it to be different." Amen, Hubert. I beg you to consider your soul in the hands of an angry God. Nellie, I ask you to consider your soul. You can't go back on yesterday. All you can do is draw a line for today and try to press forward and get a hold of God. What about it, brother? What about it, brother? Will you wait too late? What about it, brother? Were you way too late? Oh, you come down to the altar tonight. No, it seemingly, maybe it won't take all this out of my chest, but it'll give me that assurance that maybe now I got one more to stand in the gap and to help me hold my hands up and say, come on, brother, we're going to make this journey by the help of the grace of God. We're going to do everything we can. Amen. We're going to lean on the Lord. We're going to trust in God. Amen. Oh, God, brother Farrell. Amen. How wonderful it'd be. Amen. To see some backslider. Amen. Get out of pew tonight and make their way down to the altar. There's some cold in heart. Some cold in endeavor. Amen. To make their way down to this altar. And thank God. I have mercy. Amen. The summer is ended. And we're not saved. I say the devil was alive. And men need to be saved. It's right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Amen. 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 You can come and get saved tonight. Sir? You can get saved tonight. It'll take the frown off your face. Put the joy on your face. It'll take that old cantankerous look off your face. And put the smile of God on your face. Joy. 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 Amen. Woo! Please bear with me. It's been a long week. I'm just trying to lean on the Holy Ghost. Amen. I had 4 or 5 different thoughts came up on me. I thought about preaching how the book of even Luke where he said that the prodigal made a return back home. I was going to preach on his time to come home. Amen. Amen. Oh, God. Amen. The harvest is past. The summer has ended. And we're not saved. How about you tonight? Are you saved? Are you ready? Amen. Should you get a call? Amen. At the break of day. Amen. My God. And to realize you've lost forever and ever. Amen. Amen. I stood by him a many a time. Amen. I shook my head. You're going to leave here. Amen. Hubert, I walked away from my little girl. I'm walking down that long hall as my legs felt like they was in concrete, and I was pulling away. The doctor came in, and tears running down his eyes. He said, "Sorry, I did all I could do." About the time he was telling me that, I heard the music come over the speaker in the hospital. For on the floor upstairs, it was a newborn being brought into the world. One was leaving, and one was coming. They're leaving, and they're coming. Who knows who'll be next? Who knows? Amen. Who knows who'll have to make that journey down that walk and look into that eyes of that piercing one that could have given them life, peace, and joy. But they didn't choose to serve the Lord. Oh, you know I'd like to preach tonight. Man, this load's heavy. It's a hard load here tonight. Most folks wouldn't even go to church after such a trial. Amen, for a few days. But I'm a church-going man. That's what my children know, is church-going. Amen. Oh, God, Sandra, do you remember the dream that you had? You dreamed that Mama had gotten shot, and I was wounded myself for somebody to come in and your dream and shot us. And as I was gasping for my last breath, I looked at you, and I said, "Oh, Sandra, would you promise me one thing, that you'll take my little children to church?" Amen. And you said in your dream, "Why would you choose me?" Oh, God. I'll tell you why. Somebody must go on. Somebody must go on. Oh, Mother, how wonderful it'd be. Amen. If I could just see you surrender all to God. Forget about the past. Forget about all of yesterday. And say, "I must press forward to the mark of the high calling. Oh, I must lay it all down. I must surrender all. I argue not about this. I argue not about that. I lay it in the hands of the Lord." And say, "Oh God, I may not understand all things, but there's one thing I do understand. I don't want to go to hell. I don't want to be lost. I want to go someday to a land flowing with milk and with honey." Amen. Amen. For the last few weeks, I preach in my church, "What will it take to get your attention? Will God have to bring a young person into the head of the church to get your attention?" Little did I know that it'd be mine that we'd sacrifice. And if we could get somebody saved, though our load is so heavy and we don't understand why, because I'm just looking through that glass darkly tonight. But if you could get your heart right with Jesus, it'd sure make my load a lot easier. Amen. Brother, I'll tell you, here's one of the precious men that I ever knew. My precious dear old dad. I've told a lot of young people, don't wait till your daddy and mama gets in the casket and then come up to the casket and say, "I promised to meet you in heaven." They can't hear you. But the best thing to do is to give your heart to Jesus. Amen. Amen. Melly, do you love your mama? How much do you love her? Do you love her enough to try to lighten her load tonight? Hubert, do you love your mama? Do you love her enough to lighten that load as she's prayed and sought God and brought you children up from the time you're so small and prayed, "Oh God, Don't let my babies go to hell. Oh, oh God. What about it? What about it? I'm fixing the clothes. What about it, Mom and Dad, you little children? They'll grow up so fast. Time will get away so quick. They often told me that you could take a little tree, and you could, Brother Gary, just push that little tree over to the left or to the right. You could put it on an angle, or you can put it straight, or you could turn it this way. But after a few years, the tree will begin to get bigger. And as it grows roots and takes roots to the earth, after a while you walk up to the tree, and even a car at 100 miles an hour doesn't hardly even peel the bark off of the tree. It's rooted and it's grounded. You better get your children in church. It's a cruel old world out there. And the devil come to steal and to kill and to destroy. He don't have no respect to person. Oh, children, my heart's heavy for you tonight. My heart's heavy for you tonight. I think you need to come. I wished I was in a better shape to preach to you. I'm doing my best. Amen. To warn somebody, they better make a way to this altar. You can come right now, brother. You can come right now, sister. You can come right now, mama. You come right now, friend, brother-in-law, sister-in-law, cousin, friend, come right now. You come right now. I don't have to preach no more. I feel like it's time to pray. I feel like you can come. You can come and pray right now. Oh, yes, the harvest is past. The summer is ended and you're not saved, but you can get saved tonight. Somebody said, I don't feel like, I just don't feel nothing, preacher. You need to come the more down this aisle and say, oh God, I can't feel you. I can't feel you, but oh God, I'm here looking for you. I'm here searching for you. I'm here begging. I'm here pleading. Oh God, don't let me go to hell. Don't let me go to hell. Would y'all come? 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 That come, my sister, mom, my brother. Would you come, mama? Would you come, brother-in-law? Would you come, sister? Would you come? Would you come, cuz? Would you come? Oh, you need to come tonight. You need to come tonight. You need to come tonight, cuz. Would you come tonight? Would you come, Hubert, tonight? What about it, Hubert? Would you come tonight? Would you come tonight? Your soul wanting to pray.
I wait. My feet did stray on shifting, sinking sand. I couldn't go much farther without a helping hand. Standing there all alone, a voice to me did say, if you're looking for Mount Calvary, let me show you the way. Working my way back to Calvary, it's been so long since